So, you're in my office.
Yes, sir, I am.
Why is that happening?
Well, I have a pitch for a Spider-Man movie, you know, to wrap up Phase 3 of the MCU.
Oh, I kind of thought Avengers Endgame would be a good way to wrap up Phase 3, you know, end with a bang, then take a little break.
Well, the Spider-Man movie's kind of like how you'd have a thin mint after a big meal, except, you know, this mint costs $160 million.
A very expensive mint.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I guess it'll be really interesting to dive into how the characters react to half the population disappearing and reappearing 5 years later. That's gotta be nuts to process.
Yeah, we're barely gonna explore that, though.
Oh, we're not.
Now, see, this episode of The Marvel Show is a comedy, and all that seems pretty dark, so we're just gonna play the widespread death thing as a joke and then not really talk about it.
Well, okay then. Anyway, it's gonna be interesting to see how things go now that Tony's gone, you know? Let the characters breathe a little.
Tony's gonna drive the whole movie.
Oh, he is.
Oh, yeah. All the character motivations, directly and indirectly, and all the technology that drives the plot. It's all Iron Man.
Well, people do like Iron Man.
Yeah, not ready to let go of him just yet. He's like a little safety blanket.
He is, yeah.
So anyway, in this movie, Peter wants a break from being a hero, and he goes on a little Euro trip with his classmates.
Okay.
But when he gets there, he realizes that Aunt May packed his Spidey suit for him.
Oh yeah, what are we gonna do with that big Aunt May cliffhanger from Homecoming, you know, where she sees him as Spider-Man?
Nothing, she's apparently just fine with it, and they work together.
Oh, so that cliff ended up being more of like a tiny step?
More like just more flat ground.
Oh, it was a flat ground hanger, okay.
Yeah, so anyway, Nick Fury approaches him because these elemental creatures are attacking, right? And he's like the only Avenger that can help.
How come?
Well, he asks about Thor, and he's off-world, and Captain Marvel is busy, so there's just him.
What about Black Panther, or Bucky, or Falcon, or Ant-Man, or the Wasp, or Doctor Strange, or Scarlet Witch, or Pepper?
Well, here's the thing. This is a Spider-Man movie, right? So I'm gonna need you to get all the way off my back about the other heroes.
Oh, okay, let me get off of that thing.
Great, thank you. So anyway, it turns out that Tony left Peter these billion-dollar glasses with a system called Edith.
Okay, and what's that all about?
Well, it lets Peter spy on people and control their technology and control an army of drones from space and kill anyone, anywhere, anytime.
Ew, that killing technology. Sounds a whole lot like what Hydra wanted to use in The Winter Soldier. Why would Tony not only make that, but give it to a child?
So the movie can happen. He also programmed it, so Peter's the only one who can use it.
Isn't Peter only brought back to life like 5 minutes before Tony dies? When would he have programmed that?
Unclear.
Well, okay then.
Anyway, we're also gonna have Mysterio in this movie.
A great villain.
We're actually gonna pretend like he's a good guy so we can surprise everybody with a big twist halfway.
I guess that'll be a fun surprise for people who haven't heard of the classic villain Mysterio, or Google his name when the trailer comes out, or think about how evil his name sounds.
Yeah, I'm thinking we could surprise at least a dozen people with this twist.
Well, great!
Yeah, so Mysterio manipulates Peter into giving him full control of Edith.
Wow.
And we're gonna learn about his big master plan and his motivations and everything.
How are we gonna learn that?
He's gonna straight up shout it in great detail for several minutes.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, and he's gonna point at people on his team and explain why they helped and what their contributions were, and we're gonna flash back to other movies.
Yikes, seems pretty heavy-handed.
Wow. Oh, okay, I didn't want to say anything, but heavy hand syndrome does run in my family, and I'd appreciate if you didn't bring it up.
Oh, I'm so sorry, I had no idea.
That's okay, it's just between heavy hands and ham fists, I don't exactly have it easy.
Oh, let's just move on, I'm sorry I brought it up.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So why are we saying that Mysterio's doing all this?
Oh, well, actually, we're gonna have this big reveal that he's the one who made barf.
Oh, making barf is tight. I did that last night, had some weird oysters.
That's not what I meant.
Oh, whoops.
Whoopsie, no, he's the one who made the barf hologram tech from Civil War.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, so Mysterio was mad that Tony didn't see the full potential of his hologram technology, so he put together a team of disgruntled employees.
So the villain is somebody that was scorned by Tony Stark in the past?
Yeah, pretty cool, right?
Yeah, I mean, kind of sounds like Vulture in Homecoming.
Right.
Or Ironmonger in Iron Man.
Uh-huh.
Or Whiplash in Iron Man 2.
Yes.
Or Aldrich Killian in Iron Man 3.
Okay, maybe it's non-original, but it's a good formula.
Yeah, that's true. So what's Mysterio's plan?
Well, he wants to save the world from a fake Avengers-level threat so he can be like the next Iron Man.
Why?
Because then people will listen to him.
What happens if there's an actual Avengers-level threat?
I don't know.
And if there is an actual Avengers-level threat, aren't there a bunch of other superheroes out there?
Oh my god, that's so weird.
Whoa, what's going on?
I don't know, it kind of feels like you're back on my back about the other Avengers.
Oh, I am, aren't I? Let me get off of that thing.
So anyway, Mysterio wants to stage this big attack on London, and Peter has to stop him.
Uh-oh.
So then Spider-Man's gonna have to fight an army of drones.
Oh, a third-act CGI disposable army, huh? I like the sound of that.
Yeah, I thought that might be an appropriate thing to put
foot in a Marvel movie.
Extremely appropriate, but how is he able to dodge all those bullets? There's gotta be thousands of them firing every second.
By, you know, being Spider-Man.
Oh, I guess that's a good explanation.
Yeah, and then he's gonna have this showdown with Mysterio and all his illusions, but his Spidey sense is gone.
Oh yeah, Spidey sense. We haven't really established that other than that arm hair raise in Infinity War. That doesn't seem like such a big deal.
Yeah, well, it's gone now.
Okay, I guess that's something.
It is something.
Well, so I guess it's gonna be hard to beat Mysterio without his Spidey sense, huh?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really? How's he gonna do it?
By using his Spidey sense.
How does he get it back?
By getting it back.
What do you mean?
He couldn't do it, but then he does it by doing it.
I guess that works.
Yeah, so then he gets the Edith glasses back from Mysterio.
Wouldn't Mysterio also need to pass over the controls like Peter did?
Apparently not.
Huh.
And so, yeah, Peter saves the day.
Very cool.
But then in the mid-credits scene, it turns out that Mysterio framed Peter for the whole attack and revealed his identity.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and I figure we could get J.K. Simmons to come back and announce it as J. Jonah Jameson.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and it turns out Nick Fury was a Skrull the whole movie.
That's insane.
Pretty crazy, right?
Do you think it's a bad sign that the most memorable parts of this movie are gonna be the mid and post-credit scenes?
That's probably fine.
Okay, just checking.
So what do you think overall?
I mean, it's okay.
Oh, is something wrong?
No, it's just that, you know, Endgame is gonna be such a record-breaking movie that it's hard to get pumped about this one, you know?
You don't think it's gonna break any records?
I mean, no, not after Endgame. I just really like breaking records.
Well, maybe we could release it on a Tuesday. Would that make you feel better?
Why would that make me feel better?
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a ton of these on the channel that you can check out. You can also leave me a comment down below letting me know what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share on Facebook and Twitter. Spread it around. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.